Christopher Media. Eminem, question everything.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. That's my purse.
I don't know you.
You don't know. You're the first person that's ever got that. I say it all the time. Brianna's like, what?
King of the Hill references.
Yeah, King of the Hill.
You won't find those on any other podcast.
Eminem, question everything. On iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
Thank you, Tolly.
Yes.
Tolly.
Way ahead of you, Tolly.
We know the answer already.
Yep.
Already
seasoned vets.
Already pre-gamed with some GSC.
A great Girl Scout cookie.
As the kids call it. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Welcome to the Weedsman Podcast.
What?
Number 35.
It sounded like an exclamation. Can I use that? Great Girl Scout cookies.
Cool. Yeah. I'm without a lighter. We got Girl Scout cookie. And we got, do we just want to do the strain right away or
hey,
you ready?
Yeah. I got it going. Yeah. The strain from Leafly. Here.
We should smoke the strain if we're going to do the strain.
Well, yeah. That's,
we're smoking Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Point
of order.
Yep, now we're going to be smoking a little of this Thai, otherwise known as Thai stick, from our good friends at Leafly here. Thai refers to a cannabis variety that grows natively in Thailand and was brought to the U.S. in the 70s and 80s, sometimes called Thai sticks because of the way the buds are traditionally dried and tied into long sticks.
What, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was because that was a term for a joint. Like
yeah,
a
that's what
stick.
I thought, too. Yeah, I mean... Weird.
Well, whatever.
Yeah. This original Thai variety has given rise to many strains we commonly use in the market today, including Voodoo, Juicy Fruit, and the Classic Haze. Thai introduces powerful but comfortable effect that has a distinctive fruity citrus aroma. This strain is a challenge for growers outside tropical climates, but greenhouse growers make this grow possible by expert patience and enough time for the long grow cycle for the Thai stick. Mm. So it does take a while to grow.
Wait, how do you spell Thai? As in the...
T-H-A-I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the first half of Thailand.
Thai.
Yeah, I knew that. I just was making sure that they didn't spell it weird.
That's true. Get liberal with spellings with strains of weed.
Because I...
Or anything in general. Well, we had this conversation yesterday. The English language is going to hell in the handbasket.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
Whoa. No, wait a minute. That is quite the bud.
Wow.
Now that's a Thai stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it looks amazing.
Looks like a weed turd.
That thing... I don't even know if I've shat anything that big. That is longer than the span of this guy's hand.
That's pretty sweet, though.
It's, it looks like a stick of dynamite. It does. I mean, it couldn't have grown that way. It's too uniform.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe. I think maybe they trimmed it like that, or is this completely artificial?
Well, that's, I guess, the way they dry it. They said that they tie it together.
Oh.
Yeah. So that might be man-made. I don't know.
Urban Dictionary defines Thai stick as high-quality marijuana bud that is wrapped around a thick stem from a cannabis plant with hemp rope.
Dynamite.
So I don't know. I guess this seems like a term that has changed. I mean, a Thai stick was apparently a way of drying it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it as a slang term for just a joint, but one that nobody's used in like 30, 40 years.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why, like, when you say you're smoking Thai, I've always just known that as like a general term for weed.
Oh, okay.
Not a strain.
Cool. While we're smoking, you want to do your track?
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at that.
It's spinning. Figured you'd like that.
There's a little... Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I have... And that's the actual record, too, because I have two copies of this. This is Black Cow by Steely Dan.
It's not a drink at fucking...
Well, it is a drink. It was a drink that before it was a song. The drink... It's named after... The drink is named... The song is named after the drink.
Oh. So they're mine. It is a drink. Bullshit.
What is a Black Cow?
I don't know. I've never had one.
I'll have to look it up here.
But I love the fuck out of this song. It was a cry in disgrace. They saw your face. You know, I love Steely Dan This is just kind of a laid back, kind of sounding, you know, a little bit of reggae feel to it.
So you think reggae? I think funk. I think this is like the blackest. It's like the blackest Steely Dan gets. As far as their rhythm section goes,
I guess I'm thinking reggae as far as tempo. It doesn't have a reggae beat to it, but it's like it's slowed down for funk.
Mm-hmm. All I gotta say is I probably will never drink one.
What is it?
According to this website, Black Cow is Kahlua, half and half, and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Coke.
Sounds like I'd try it.
I would try it. I would definitely try it. We should make some sometime.
It's also a candy as well, made by Sugar Daddy, but it's a Sugar Daddy covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh.
That could be,
I don't recall having those.
Yeah. But another thing I like about this song, it's so smooth sounding, but it's totally about kicking some bitch to the curb.
Nice.
That's what it is. It's like, hey, you know, take your fucking, your quote-unquote friends and your fucking party drugs and your black cow and get the fuck out. Hit it, bitch. You're messing my life up way too much.
Wow. I never knew that.
Something a lot of dudes don't do nowadays that need to do.
Yeah. Plus, as a bass player, I just love it's not a great bass line. It's real simple.
No, it's but a man, fucking great bass line. Well, if you lock in with that kick drum, you do this the right way.
You're right.
You're the fucking man.
It's not a stunt bass line. It's not something that would be hard to teach to play, but getting it in the pocket is the trick.
It's not like Les Claypool or Flea type of shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It also sounds, I mean, I would use this song all the time to test out sound systems at Guitar Center.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and big sounds that you want to test out the subwoofer with something that's not going to be like hip-hop or dance.
Right.
Oh, this is a perfect song for it.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, electric piano solo.
Dude, I love this solo, too.
Dude, I'm making, like,
it's
music.
Soothing.
When I'm making...
I know, it totally sounds like cheesy lounge
But it
music
sounds good. I like the groove
of it. But these guys can play.
That's one of my go-tos when I'm making, when I'm producing music, electric piano, man. I love electric piano.
Oh, God, yeah. The Fender Rhodes, Wurlitzers. I use it all... I use electric pianos a lot in techno stuff or electronic music as well. It works really well still.
Hmm.
It's a sound that's like a lot of people are familiar with. You recognize it's a comfortable sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. It suits.
Yeah, Mike was did a track recently that I helped him mix, and it was a very electronic song, but the main chords were played on a Rhodes, Fender Rhodes.
Oh,
at least
nice.
It was Fender Rhodes samples.
Rhodes. Where we're going.
Randy
we don't
Rhodes.
Need Rhodes.
Randy Rhodes.
No. Zach Wilde.
Rick Ross. And Zach Wilde.
We're smoking out of Zach Wilde.
Yeah, we've never introduced Zach Wilde on the air.
I thought
never.
We said his name on air. But you know,
I don't think so. About a new bowl. And it's all spirally and black and white.
He's kind of new.
If you know the kind of guitar Zach Wilde plays, Zach Wilde's. Zach
Wilde.
The Zach Wilde's.
Do you know the Zach Wilde's?
It looks like that. So that's what we named it.
Yes, we were referring to the Target, like black and white.
And a lot of you Aqua Teen fans will appreciate the allusion to the Zach Wilde. That's a classic episode to me.
Was it?
The one where he's chasing down Shake to get paid.
That's right.
He has his jet.
I always. Was it a. He had like some steeds as well involved in this.
He had a chariot, I think.
It's like a,
now that I recall.
A jet-powered chariot or a chariot-powered jet or something.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
All right, time for bong hits. I don't fucking remember. I'm high. The news. Do the fucking news.
That's fucking great.
That's right. Just do the fucking news, man.
That's right. We'll start off in local news for us, actually. There was recently a poll done. Epic MRA did a poll, and they came up with 50% of voters, not just citizens, but people who actually vote or tend to, approving legalization of marijuana, or said that they would vote for a legalization of marijuana if it came up as a bill, as a came up on a vote.
Nice,
sweet,
yeah.
Good to know.
Which is up 3% from the last time they did this a few years back, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, that's the trend. It was 10 years ago. We talked about it. I don't even fucking know when we talked about it. But, I mean, 10 years ago, nationally, it was split. It was still a split in favor of don't legalize it. And now the scale has tipped the other way to where nationally, majority of the country favors it. It's happening right here at home in the great state of Michigan.
All right. Well, about time.
Yeah, it's a step. It's also, I mean, we still have medical marijuana here.
Sure do.
And
yes, we do.
In Georgia, there's a, speaking of medicinal marijuana, in Georgia, they're trying to get a bill passed to legalize extracts. Now, this isn't, we're not talking about concentrates. We're talking about trying to just take out the CBDs and THCs that would treat certain things and not necessarily get you stoned.
Oh, okay.
So this is parents, usually the case is parents who have children who suffer from from having frequent seizures. And there's been a lot of studies shown that that these certain extracts can help reduce the rate of seizures and the strength of them even. So they were working on a bill to actually legalize extracts, CBD and THC extracts in Georgia. And Representative Alan Peake says that the bill's on track to for this year to come up for a vote. But what he left out was that in a deal with the governor, Nathan Deal, a deal with Deal.
Deal with the deal.
I wonder if he's related to the Kim or Kelly deals. and, well, anyway, in a deal that he made with the governor basically came out to, instead of legalization of these extracts, decriminalization. So not having penalties for bringing extracts into the state that were made elsewhere, but no legalization for making them in state.
I think we'll defer to it's a step from your Michigan conversation.
Yeah, but you're not talking about people who are running an illegal drug business and looking at a high profit margin that would justify their risks. Because decriminalization in Georgia does absolutely nothing for them if they want to be, if they choose to be prosecuted federally.
It's his cousin's band.
So there, but there's been dozens of families that have been protesting that, and they're trying to get the language in the bill changed back to legalization for extracts. And that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about anything that's getting anybody high.
So, right? Okay. Wow, that's stupid then. That makes no sense.
Yeah. That's how far ahead Georgia is. Not, I mean, just trying to get extracts legal.
For people
they
to
can't
help
get
them,
that.
You know?
They can't get that.
It is in the South.
That's crazy.
Infer out of that statement what you will, people.
Yeah.
They tend to be more conservative.
However, those of you listening in Atlanta, right the fuck on. Because Atlanta is like one of the top cities we are heard in. Down there in ATL, vote in, why don't you vote in some different people there? That's what they think of you down there in Georgia.
Right. Make your voice heard.
Yeah. Don't stay home in November, kids. It's a one chance where they ask you, hey, what's your opinion? And if you choose not to give them an opinion, I don't know. I'm starting to turn my stance on voting. Just because the more people I interact with, like, man, I'm not letting you pick.
Right.
Like, I want to get in there to offset that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
In Oregon, they're going to have at OSU, they'll have the first course that you can take on marijuana policy.
Oh, I thought there was a first dispensary on a college campus.
No.
Oh, like, wow.
That'll go well.
Not quite.
Hacky sack games. Never stop. Oh, sorry.
You think that would actually change? Well, anyway. What could increase the use of cannabis on any campus, much less one in Oregon?
Putting the legal, putting the drug dealer on campus.
Right.
I mean, they're already there anyways, but I mean,
right.
Like having a stool.
Yeah.
Like having
dispensary. Wow.
If someone's going to do it.
Oh, for sure.
It'll happen in the next decade.
No, but you don't get, you don't have bars on campus.
But you have them right. But come
near.
On. You lived in Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't on campus, but they might as sure have well been as far as where they were at.
You could throw a rock and hit it from campus.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a good thing, because then they just walk home instead of try and drive home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to this was the course in Oregon about the marijuana policy course. They're actually going to be part of the course is contributing to the final paper that the whole class is presenting to the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, or OLCC. And they might actually have some real influence on how they're going to handle legalization and expansion of the business and everything. So, this is getting actual pot smokers involved in the conversation, really.
Some pot smokers to do stuff.
I know. Yeah. I mean, that's a generalization, and I'm sure there's a significant portion, I would guess, of students in there that just don't smoke pot, but just see it as a booming business that they can get involved in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But definitely your stoners are drawn to that. I mean, there's a reason why the course is full.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know someone like that.
Yeah.
He's a licensed caregiver.
Yeah.
He doesn't use it, but...
Right, just grows.
Grows the fuck out of it.
Yep. I mean, it's not for everybody, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't jive, you know, human chemistry. You know, it doesn't work well with some, but for some people, most people, it works really well, you know.
Yeah, works for me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel sorry for those people who, you know, it makes them paranoid and all that, because then they're just going to end up with Ebola, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're
not going to be protected by
the weed.
They're going to
be cancer-ridden Ebola patients.
With AIDS.
With AIDS.
Yep.
I didn't know who Bethany Frankel was until I read this story. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, she's a Real Housewife.
It sounds familiar.
She had the most god-awful talk show.
Was she the one that went to jail?
I don't think one of them
went to jail recently.
But, like, yeah, she had a talk show for a minute. It's on after the Wendy Williams show. I don't know if you guys are questioning how I know this.
Yeah,
I was.
I don't remember you being unemployed recently, but
well, yeah.
Back when I used to, well, you know, I get a few random days off here and there. Back when I used to watch the news, because it's like the channel I watch, this is like fucking like 5 hours of news. Like, or no, like 7 hours of news. I'm like... I think it's actually 8. I think from like 4 a.m. to like noon, they just do news.
Yeah.
You watch that whole train. They put on like Wendy Williams after it. I like to call it a palate cleanser. It's not like watch the show, but it's just, it's on and it's...
Right.
It's softening up your brain again. But
jeez.
The Bethany Frankel show would come on after the Wendy Williams show. And it's, to me, it's always painful when you can watch somebody and can tell that they're performing. You know, the people who make it look effortless, you know, or the people who make it look good.
Right.
Bethany Frankel was not one of those people. Like, you could tell that, you know, she was trying to be a talk show host rather than just being a host.
Yeah.
And it was just the shit that she, it was vapid fucking, it was definitely not cerebral shit.
It looked like she didn't have her shit together.
It was just like that there was... like that she would have like pajama party theme and like that kind of shit and like and the people she would have on, just if there's D-list celebrities, these people were one rung underneath them.
Oh geez.
Like that kind of shit. And it was just
no, that's great, because I wasn't aware.
Let me see if
I
can find a clip of this.
I don't know, like daytime TV and anything reality based. Outside of maybe a handful of shows, they're not on my radar at all.
Yeah, me neither.
I do not know who these people are.
Well, I
the Kardashians, but I don't watch the show.
I didn't recently know where she came. Like, I just thought, was like, who is this bitch? Is this someone that's mm-hmm. supposed to... But apparently she came from a Real Housewife.
Well, this was interesting because
She's Real Housewives of New York. There we go.
Boom. I guess one of her brands is Skinny Girl. She's got these line of cocktails, pre-made bottled cocktails that you can buy that are like zero calorie things.
Oh, she came up with that?
Yeah.
Well, good for her. Because they sell that shit's everywhere and it's selling.
Yeah. I guess she sold it for like $150 million.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What? See? Well, that baffles me, though. Because, well, no, $150 million. Sit on it a couple more years, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Sell it for $500 million.
She doesn't want to start Shark Tank? No.
But she wants to move on. Now it's Skinny Girl Marijuana is what she's looking at next.
Ooh.
Right?
here you go. Bethany, no limits.
Hey, I'm Carmen, a life trip backstage.
One of these kind of fucking...
Oh, hello, Carmen.
Would you ever perform a concert nude?
That's not her.
No, that is not her.
This is somebody asking her a question.
The pay wasn't that great, but been there, done that.
No, wait, she's answering the question.
Would you ever
That's Carmen Electra.
Steal jewelry from a photo shoot?
Who is this person?
It's
Carmen Electra.
Never Electra. Be caught.
Oh.
Let me just try to find. There
the
we go.
So small.
Here's let's try to find the worst of this.
Let me
train wreck. Here you go. Here's her saying goodbye.
Somebody asked Carmen Electra if she'd ever get nude. Like, where have they been?
Yeah.
Remember the 90s?
Yeah, the whole
90s. There was a good chance of seeing it.
I think there's even a sex
signed.
Tape.
Spent my entire life in a Japanese prison camp.
Right.
First of all, here you go.
Yeah, here we go.
This is on her shirt. Wow,
before the final show.
No rhythm.
Oh, yeah, it's white people.
Because you got no rhythm.
Even the black people are dancing horrible.
Yeah, I don't understand.
That is a racist comment.
That is
just
not.
Just because you're black, you can dance.
Oh, and then some guy comes out without a shirt. Okay. Oh, jeez.
That was some of my staff and crew.
I can't figure out if I'm attracted to her or not.
That pretty much explains it all. That's what the environment has been. Maybe that's why we're not coming back. I really did have such an
She's
amazing time doing the show. I mean, how blessed to be
mouth.
Able to have an experience like this. Something
and her eyes never look like they're fully
imagine.
Open.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah, she was.
All right, keep together, people.
Right.
And the producers put together another surprise.
Yeah,
is she
going to
cry?
One of my favorite moments, I guess.
How long is her show on?
Like a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
I'm so excited for today. We are going to have
a Here's a look
great
back.
Time.
Yeah, a year ago.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Hey, if you can have a montage of all of the best parts of your show and none of them involve anybody talking.
This is about me. This is about
Yeah, that's true. Oh, wait a minute.
This is a talk show.
As wives, as mothers, as friends,
just her.
As daughters, as people.
Dear Everybody best, else that
my name
jumping
is Carrie,
around doing dumb
and
shit.
And I'm reaching out to you.
What am I going to do? I got to work. The kids got to be
That's Medea.
It's important to me that the business doesn't when we were up at the soup line getting
What was that?
Warm. He's turned
that was Tyler
warm.
Perry.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, maybe. Oh, my God.
You really represent women and talk to women.
Oh,
and give
God.
Them advice yeah. in a way
I'm all done with this.
Doing.
Yeah, turn this off.
Yeah,
goodbye,
so
Bethany.
That's but a, there you go. That's the kind of party that was.
Oh, she so got high recommendations from. The,
I didn't know smoking marijuana
Ellen.
Had calories in it. By the way, or is it going to be like
no,
edibles
no, yeah,
or like?
No, it's what it is. Skinny Girl Marijuana is what she's looking at developing is a strain of marijuana that does not give you the munchies.
Good luck.
Right.
I'd buy that though.
That's half the damn fun of it. Doesn't give you the munchies.
No,
What, is she just going to go find a team of scientists? Hey!
You guys!
Listen!
Make this.
I need to sell some shit.
Right.
It might work.
You need to figure this out. Look at my boobs. Here's a check.
Yeah. Make this.
Get this done.
Throw it. Something. Come on.
I mean, I guess, like, I imagine if you just tried to continually crossbreed your train. Look at all the reviews that we've read and how they can list all the different qualities of it. I mean, certainly there's different strains. Some of them give you the munchies hardcore and some of them just make you want to snack on something.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever encountered anything where it just like ruined my appetite.
I'm so high. I'm not hungry. That's you don't really hear that.
Yeah.
Although if I'm super duper hungry and I smoke pot, it will alleviate the hunger pangs.
So are we in agreement that she's throwing her money away, though, by the way?
No, because she has a brand name, and in the end, there's no scientists involved in here. There's no research.
This is
her buying a bunch of weed. She was spotted at, I guess, the premier dispensary in Colorado, and she tweeted about her experience there. But this is her. Probably,
was it in Aspen?
It's called. I don't remember. That's what it was called, actually.
Oh, good.
She went to I Don't Remember in Colorado.
Because I was in Aspen last year, and I was at some pretty high-end fucking, like, dispensaries.
I'm sure this is just her finding whatever strains did the least damage to her appetite and promoting those under the Skinny Girl brand name. Right?
Stupid. Why don't you make edibles that don't make you fat? How about that one?
That's what I would do, yeah.
Give me a giant edible Rice Krispie treat with no calories.
I wouldn't eat it, but yeah, for people who would.
Or a brownie with no calories.
That'd be delicious.
So Leafly had a really cool article about what are your 2015 cannabis resolutions. I wanted to share this one with you guys. Did you see this? I don't know. You guys are on Leafly a lot.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Nice. Sorry.
Hard hitting. So number one is try a new strain.
We do that every week.
Yeah. That's a common occurrence.
Usually.
We're way ahead of you there.
Gotcha,
Indica,
Leafly.
Sativa, maybe try some delicious hybrids. Yeah, and we've tried it all.
I favor the indica.
Coma-inducing indica.
Most of the stuff I'd pick up is indica. Sometimes it's a hybrid, but I usually never look at the sativa menu.
No. Yeah.
But also, too, you could tell people's tastes because the indica menu is fucking huge and the sativa menu is like half of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could tell the taste of the neighborhood.
I like the hybrids.
Super hybrid.
Dude, I like
to smoke them. I like to drive them.
Nice.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Number two, get more involved on the political scene.
Boom.
I
think everybody should.
Hey, you could start
this is
with
our contribution.
Voting.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is our contribution to that. But you get a little too involved.
We do. Yeah, we do talk a lot of political issues. But, you know, we'll see what happens with...
But, you know, right now people got to hold down jobs. Can't get too involved.
Yeah.
There's still a little bit of a taboo on it. We've come a long way in the last year, but, I mean, let's be real. There's still a little bit, you know, no one where I work knows I have my medical card.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not walking around trumpeting that shit, you know, so not advertising it because there's still a stigma.
How about defy a stoner stereotype?
That's a good one.
Do that.
I can do that.
I do that every day.
There are plenty of stoner stereotypes that persist today. This year, do your part to dissolve them by showing the naysayers that you can be a cannabis consumer and a responsible adult. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I guess.
The lights are on. All the notes are current.
Yeah.
I have money in the bank.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of trash laying about my house. I mean,
I don't drive a VW bus.
Is that still one that persists?
Yeah.
Or a bug? I don't have Grateful Dead bears on the back of my car.
I haven't seen that in years.
You're showing your age.
Yeah, dude. I haven't seen that.
Actually, you seem to be going further back than your own age. You're showing your father's age.
I never drove my father's Oldsmobile.
All right. Well, what do you think about number four, then? Get healthy, educated, and motivated.
Sounds like a good plan.
That covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
Yeah, in one. That's nice. I like that. All in one.
Yeah, that's about as vague as you can get.
Yeah.
Isn't that what essentially anybody's New Year's resolution is? It involves some way of being healthier or more motivated or better educated.
Yeah.
Nobody says in 2015, I'm going to be the laziest piece of shit.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution.
I'm going to gain me 50 pounds.
Gain 50 pounds. Get fired.
Try and do enough crystal meth to get rid of any formal education that I might have had in my life.
It's time to cook, Jesse.
Completely negate it.
It's time to cook.
Oh, I'm almost done watching it.
Oh, really? Where are you
at? Second time around. I got one more episode.
Wow.
Like, Walt just went out to the woods and then came back.
Oh, okay.
I know what he's back for. Remember what he's back for, right?
Damn, I'm going to have to watch it again.
The M50.
Oh, that's right.
Just in a derailing mood today.
Derailing, man.
How about number 5? Since we're still on this list.
I know.
Come out of the cannabis closet.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
I mean, we do this, but yeah, that's as far as it's going.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know our last names.
Yep.
No, that's a big thing. Anywhere, even where it's legal, people aren't coming out of the closet. Not to their employers. That's the big thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to, first of all. It's none of their fucking business.
Yeah, what I do when I'm... As long as I'm not doing it on your dime, what do you give a shit about?
But if they go, you a Kyle, I'll be like, oh, well, that'd be because I have this card for my medication.
Mm-hmm. You can't prove... It's what we talked about.
Not in you, not on you. Mm-hmm. That's the general rule for employers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them go beyond and make sure that you don't ever do it at home, but...
Yeah.
Were you having fun on the weekend?
Oh, my God.
Is that a Twisted Sister button on the lapel? I don't know. It just sounded like the next logical question to ask.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock. I want to rock.
There you go.
Hey, there we go.
Just... We won't drive everybody crazy. There you go.
Yep. I had to hear it.
There. Sorry.
Get a little taste.
Somebody give him a rock already.
Yep. Yeah. He just wants a rock, dude. Just get him a dang rock. Not a stone, not a pebble. A rock.
That's what I think every time I hear this song.
Like you just see Aaron roll up.
Like you saw that rock commercial.
Yeah.
He's a little kid.
Yeah.
That's what he wrote the song about. I want to rock.
Man. Pet rock can make a comeback.
Oh.
Jesus. Oh, that's it, Rob.
Steve Snyder's the spokesman.
No. I mean, yeah, sure.
Pet rock.
He'd probably do it. But yeah, we need to get that song, license that song for an advertising campaign and just sell pet rocks online. And that's all it'll be. I want to rock. Boom. You know, just be like the fucking rock with googly eyes.
Be like, hey, I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, and I want to rock, so I got a pet rock. That could be it. Let's get it. Let's get it rock and rolling.
No, we'd do the advertising campaign meme style.
Nice.
This is a picture of Dee Snider. I want to rock
like this. Right over it.
And petrock.com.
It'll be Dee Snider, but his face will be replaced by a pet rock face.
Nice.
Yeah. I think. I'm still working it out.
I just want him holding up a rock. That rock. Nothing more in the world makes him go than a rock.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did we finish?
Did we finish that list?
I think we did. Yeah.
Right on.
We finished the news forever.
If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help to show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, You'll get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Yeah, what's Rob St. Mary got for us this week?
I've seen this movie. I've seen
you
actually.
Have?
Rob's
I have
picked
not.
Actually a lot of movies I've seen. Cannibal the Musical.
I've never heard of it.
You don't have the Book of Mormon without Cannibal the Musical. I bet you Rob probably says this in there. I've not listened to it. We're about to listen to it.
All right.
But it was Trey Parker and Matt Stone making a musical back. I think this was pre-South Park.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Cannibal, talented guys.
The musical.
Rob St. Mary from the Projection Booth podcast.
RSM, what up?
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to witness some scenes from the next attraction to play this theater. This picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Rewind this and just smoke to it.
Welcome to Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. I'm your reviewer, Rob, from the Projection Booth podcast. You know, it's hard to believe South Park has been part of our comedy landscape for almost two decades now. But before Cartman, Kyle, Stan, Kenny, and friends all wormed their way into our hearts, the cats behind that show gave us a murderous, humorous musical based on real events. This week I'm talking about Cannibal the Musical.
In the cold winter of 1874, six men set out on a journey through the Colorado Rockies. They were looking for gold, but what they found was that they were completely lost.
This 1993 film from director Trey Parker, one half of the South Park team, stars Parker as Alfred Packer, the cannibal in question. See, Packer and his fellow miners were traveling from Utah to Breckenridge, Colorado in the late 1800s, and along the way they meet up with trappers and Indians, and the worst of it, when the food runs out and they get trapped in the snow, that's when the flesh starts to fly. Of course, all with catchy Broadway musical numbers.
Excuse me. I've been doing some thinking. Just kind of looking at our situation here. And I've come to the conclusion that we're completely fucked. Has anybody else made this discovery?
But I'm sure this is the right way.
I don't want to die.
Yes. Oh, God. The snow is deep.
Oh, God, I don't want to die. I don't want to die here.
Sometimes the world is black. And tears run from your eyes. And maybe we'll all get really sick. And maybe we'll all die. So let's build a snowman. We can make him our best friend. We can name him Tom. We can name him George. We can make him tall. Or we can make him not so tall. Snowman.
It's easy to see the early influences in Cannibal that came forward to play out in such places as South Park and other creative endeavors from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, such as the Book of Mormon.
The sky is blue and all the leaves are green. The sun's as warm as a baked potato. I think I know precisely what I mean when I say it's a spectacle.
So Cannibal the Musical, it's my pick this week for Rewind This and Just Smoke to It. Until next week, I'm Rob from the Projection Booth, and you can find out more about my usual show at projection-booth.com. And if you have suggestions for films that I should review, tweet them at the show, that's at TheWeedsman420. And as Chris, Rob, and Aaron always say, stay high.
At the end of that Let's Build a Snowman song, the way it ends is they shoot him.
Oh, nice.
And then they eat him.
Way to give it away.
Well, yeah, I was going to see the movie. Now I don't have to. Thanks, man.
It's a 21-year-old movie, man.
Yeah, and I haven't seen it. No. Oh, look who's talking, dude.
No, I know, but I mean, It's not essential to the plot. It's just that's how they end that musical number, is they shoot that guy.
Yeah. Whatever. Like,
oh, wait, they don't shoot the snowman?
No, he's like mid-verse, and they just shoot him. And that's how they end the song.
Oh, it's like a Monty Python ending.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they would have skets that would... Skets. They would have skits that would just...
You could tell they could figure out how to end it.
Yeah. Which one were they're having, like, some shop owner, you know, and a man visits him, and they have some long argument that involves some sort of misunderstanding, and it just ends up, so you want to come around to my place then? He's like, all right.
Damn it. Your story was quicker than the internet. A lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. This is for an English TV show, but it is an American march. John Philip Sousa, son.
It's new to me.
Nothing as sexy as a good Sousa march.
That's what she said. 200 years ago.
I think at the time his music was actually controversial. No, I'm serious.
What the fuck was controversial about anything we just heard?
Oh my god, that was horrible. God. The blasphemy coming out of those horns.
I said, well, no, he didn't do 1812 Overture. I said, well, that one had cannons.
Yeah.
People kept dying at the performances until they realized they just had to put gunpowder in them and not cannonballs.
Right. And they had to complete the task.
Yeah.
Leave out the cannonball.
He's killing all of his audiences.
Yeah.
Why can't he build a fan base?
Right.
So this week's Munchie, we have alluded to it.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was going to try and back up my ridiculous Sousa statement. But yeah, this week's Munchie that we were mowing down on during the last segment is Fritos.
The time has come for this.
That's it. Now you mix it up.
And I don't think this fries is quite fine. Delicious green matter.
Oh, isn't that great?
When you're in survival mode, you gotta eat them. But
that sounds disgusting.
Sometimes it's a snack.
Cookie. Yes.
But not today.
The Frito. It is a magical chip.
It is.
Not to be confused with the magical fruit.
They have tons of foods, you know. It's featured on the Taco Bell menu.
What's that?
It's free, featured in the
Taco Bell.
Yeah,
it's Taco Bell's
menu.
New go-to. We're going to put Fritos on it.
Yeah, Fritos.
Put Fritos in it.
Yeah.
Fritos have been, they kind of had a resurgence lately, haven't they? The Papa John's pizza, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I still would like to try that.
Yeah, well, throw some Fritos on your next pizza.
Might be good.
The Fritos have been with us since the 1930s.
Wow.
And was invented by a man named Charles Elmer Poulin.
Mr. Frito.
I was hoping for Frito. Just like, you know, from Idiocracy, Frito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also the inventor of the Cheeto. Who knew?
There's no Mr. Cheeto.
There's no Mr. Cheeto either.
Was his name Chester?
Yeah, no, was there somebody? Chester. Yeah. No Chesters.
He had a cat named Chester, kept eating his Cheetos.
I think it seems to just be a way for him to get rid of all the corn shit that he couldn't sell. All the
makes sense.
It's basically because that's all it is, like cornmeal or like it's a corn dough that they fry.
Oh, into the shape.
I got a bunch of money too.
No, I think they cut it up.
I like
and they
money. Yeah, I like money though.
Yep.
I like money.
I like money.
Can't believe you like money too.
Yeah,
Frito.
Good old Frito.
Got that out of the way.
Yeah, when it deep fries, it just kind of curls up like that.
It's delicious.
No, it's super delicious. I want to shake the man's hand who put chili and cheese on me.
He was looking for a way to process his excess corn so that it wouldn't go stale and he could still sell it. And that's where he got the Frito from.
Nice.
The Frito, it was its own company for a while until it merged with
Lay's.
That's right.
I went to Taco.
Frito-Lay.
The H.W. Lay Company. In 1961, they merged and became Frito-Lay.
Now you can't eat just one.
Yep.
And they would go down in stoner history. not so much for the Frito. I think the Dorito more. But the the Frito's a better chip, in my opinion. I'm a bigger fan of the Frito. Although, I don't do chips a lot anyway.
Mm.
And Fritos are kind of the thing that I don't think to buy ever. And I don't choose when I have a choice.
But, get more bang for your buck with the Frito.
But
because of their size.
When you go someplace, they got a bag of Fritos out. Oh, you just, I devour them.
Right.
I go nuts and I forget how much I used to love Fritos.
The big scoops are my favorite.
Now, what I think, what's amazing about Fritos is they've tried to come up with some sort of mascot to promote Fritos.
Really?
You've never seen any of them?
No.
They all suck.
Which one do you want me to... Which one should I start with?
Starts with the Frito Kid.
Hold it, ma'am. It tastes better with Fritos. Get Fritos.
Yeah, that was the Frito Kid. He was a little animated kid that kind of looked like a cowboy hat and a lasso, right? Then... That wasn't so successful. They tried the Frito Bandito. That was one of the more...
the Frito Bandito.
The Frito Bandito is the one that, if anybody could name a Frito mascot, it would be that.
I heard you want to be a Frito Bandito like me.
I smell blank.
You too? Then you must sing the Bandito song. Let's sing together. You just follow the bouncing Fritos corn chip bags.
Sounds like Bugs Bunny.
Speedy Gonzales.
I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you.
This never happened.
Yeah,
nowadays.
Wow.
Yes, it turned out the Frito Bandito was racist.
Yeah.
And I'll be your friend, the Frito Bandito. You must not offend. Now, boys and girls, you
He'll
are Frito
only
Banditos
be your friend
too.
If you give him Fritos.
You sing the Frito Bandito song, and you loco for crunchy Fritos corn chips.
That's I like nice. His mustache.
munchy Fritos corn chips.
So when. When they realized that it was actually a horrible stereotype that they were promoting with the Frito Bandito, their next idea was the Muncha Bunch. Now, I couldn't find any commercials with the Muncha Bunch on it, and I don't remember the Muncha Bunch really. I remember more of the song.
Muncha Buncha, Muncha Buncha, Muncha Buncha, Muncha Buncha, Fritos go with lunch. Muncha, 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 muncha,
muncha,
Fritos go with
lunch. Look at
that kid's haircut.
Yeah, this freckled kid.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Missing teeth, and he's got...
So full of good corn taste.
He's all excited because he got Fritos with his lunch, and he just keeps getting more and more excited. Look at...
Yeah, look how
happy
now he's...
Yeah, I love Fritos!
He's Fritoing out.
He is, yeah.
Much better.
It's all strung out on the floor, covered
but
in Frito dust.
There are pictures of the Frito Banditos, and it's basically three guys in 10-gallon hats. One of them's got a big mustache. They kind of still look Mexican. That didn't work out for them. So in the 70s, they tried for... Now, this is great. I guess you're trying to sell Fritos to old people because their mascot was W.C. Fritos.
With a free offer.
Yes.
And specially marked six packs of Fritos brand corn chips. An autographed poster of W.C. Fritos. Why, yes.
And why would you want that?
And he looks just like W.C. Fields.
Over your frog collection.
All the kids.
You can get your free W.C. Fritos poster in specially marked six-packs of Fritos corn chips.
Please
Who was
tell
the
me
CEO at that time?
That you, that you fired your advertising agency after that. W.C. Fritos, and you're still trying to appeal to kids.
It's like putting a free poster of Rush Limbaugh on a bag of Doritos.
What? Yeah, no thank you.
It's not. Come on, what 10-year-old in the 70s did not adore W.C. Fields?
1870s.
Yeah.
Oh, advertising people are idiots.
Next, they went on to Fatty Chip Buckle.
Yeah.
Fatty Chip Buckle.
No, that was it. I don't think we've seen anything as far as... I don't even remember seeing a Fritos advertising campaign.
I don't even
forever.
Think there's one now.
Like, yeah, they just...
They don't need
They're like,
it.
Fuck it, we're Fritos.
Fuck it, we're Fritos, bitch.
It's in the name Frito-Lay.
We're in every fucking store.
Yeah, just buy it.
Yeah.
Because while there is something special about Fritos, it does seem to go with the, you could dip it in anything. You can use it in a lot of different recipes. We talked about Papa John's and Taco Bell, but there's also just tons of recipes out there. Even one where I saw somebody made chili in the Frito bag.
Like, oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That just sounds messy.
It's called a walking taco.
It was
a walking taco?
Yeah, a walking taco, yeah.
And school lunches.
Sounds like something you got to pay extra for. $200, you get the walking taco.
That would be interesting. I'd have to figure that one out.
You look confused, man.
I am. Trying to fathom that move. I'm always trying to visualize. Oh.
Our state, continuing to work our way backwards, yes. Is Arizona.
Yes, which, Arizona.
Which joined our union in 1912.
Oh, okay.
Well, this was just like extended Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much. Extra Mexico.
Extra Mexico. It's working that's title.
That's what
it's called.
Arizona. Extra yeah. Mexico.
And they're like,
should we call it Extra Mexico?
We already have a New Mexico. People might find it confusing. Yeah. Also considering that the two states shaped the same next to each other.
New Mexico's right. Next to Extra Mexico. Extra. Maybe it's called Old Mexico.
Or Extraco.
Right.
Extra cool.
So instead they decided to call it Arizona, which is Mexican for extra Mexico. or at least that's what my Google search told me.
Okay. Hey, it was on the internet. It must be true.
So Arizona, I mean, this is not a state that you think would be kind to marijuana or drugs in general or immigrants or anything right. Other than old people.
Yeah, that's I agree.
Arizona is a little bit unique on our list only in the fact that it's a state that I've been to.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix? Tuscan.
A Tuscan.
Or Tuscan.
Yeah, I called it Tuscan the entire time to my own delight.
Phoenix.
So that's where I went on my one and only spring break trip, which was to visit my grandparents with my cousins.
Look out!
Yeah,
that sounds like a party.
Oh yeah,
gonna go visit grandpa.
But hang out,
hide the women
stories.
And children. Look out, grandma.
Sorry.
Nice. Yeah, we did nothing at night except for walk around.
Okay.
And there's nothing around. To do. Yeah, well, there's nothing to do. Hey, there's a Roadrunner. Hey, there's a Circle K. That's great.
Highlights.
Yeah, now, one on every corner.
Out west, I've been to California. I've been to Nevada.
That's another one I've been to.
Oh, nice.
And
I guess I've been to Vegas, so I've been over there, too.
I've been in Nevada. It's been crazy hot like it is in Arizona.
Oh, is it?
And who... Those people tell you about the dry heat, punch them in the face. They say, it's a dry heat. You're still outside, and it's fucking great. A hot 105 is still 100 fucking 5 degrees.
Right.
Like, I disagree with the dry heat. You can see, you go outside, it's like a fucking blast furnace going outside.
Oh, jeez.
Especially if the wind's blowing, too. Fuck the dry heat. It's still 105 degree air blowing at your face.
That's worst. Uncomfortable. That's the worst time is when you first exit the airport.
Yeah.
You're in this nice air conditioned plane and you go into the nice air conditioned airport. And then those automatic doors open and just slap you in the face with like
a furnace, just
this sweaty dick of heat.
Yeah,
leaving the mushroom stamp on your forehead and you just daze for like
sweaty
the next
dick
hours.
Of heat. Whoa. That's a title for either this or the show or the Nugget. Sweaty dick of heat.
That'd be a sweet band name.
It is no joke. And
wow.
So they do have medical marijuana. Fairly recently, as of 2011, but if you don't have a card, if you're not a card-holding medical marijuana patient, mm-hmm. then you probably don't want to be walking around with shit on you in Arizona.
Uh-oh. What are they throwing at you?
It's a felony. Straight up felony, no matter how little
book,
you have.
The book, son.
Damn.
That is the book. That is the entire book.
Yeah, felony.
And you
wow.
better pray to God that you're white. They'll probably kick you out of the country.
Yeah.
No, they're not too big on immigrants either. I said that already.
Yep.
But this is also the state.
I think this is what they hate second most to immigrants is drugs.
It's also the state that doesn't give you Martin, or I should say, doesn't recognize Martin Luther King Day as the holiday.
Yeah, the only state in the union, right?
Yep.
Like, everybody else is on board.
Arizona, keeping old school racism alive and well.
Get down there, bro. Figure that out.
Like, New Mexico's nudging it. Like, just take the dang
off. Come on.
Right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you won't get the mail. The banks can't go to the bank.
Yeah. It's just a loud, obnoxious neighbor. No, no, no. I'm not doing it.
Told you earlier. I was like, all right, listen. We're letting them vote, all right?
No.
They can use the same bathrooms. Yeah. Their own holiday. No.
No.
My only guess is
that's where
maybe.
You draw the line for Arizona, huh?
My guess is maybe it's like. Florida West. Maybe that's where a lot of people out west retire and they still have the...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they have communities of retirees out there.
Yeah. Alright.
So, felony possession.
Felonious.
Yeah.
Skunk.
You're looking at...
Yeah.
Now, weed. The fines... What's kind of odd about this is like it breaks it down. Less than 2 pounds is felony, $750 fine. 2 to 4 pounds, felony, $750 fine.
Damn.
More than 4 pounds, still $750 fine. The only variable in there is how many months you are possibly looking at.
Hmm.
Anything under 2 pounds, 4 months to 2 years is what they could throw at you. Over that, it goes up to 6 months to 2.5 years, and then a year to 3.75 years.
Wow.
Breaking that weird breakdown.
This is for Arizona. Take it easy.
Take it easy, Arizona. It's really...
Calm down.
Chill the fuck out.
Calm down, Arizona. Take it
easy. Oh, that's true. Our official beverage sponsor.
Calm down, Arizona. Calm down.
That's a good point, Rob. You bring up a very good thing that we should bring up about Arizona is that...
It's famous for their iced teas.
Yes.
Is that in your research?
Yes.
And it's not even made in Arizona.
Really?
Country's
it
top producer of iced tea.
It's made in Illinois.
Nope.
No.
Where do you think Arizona's made?
California.
Nope.
New York.
Woodbury,
China.
New York.
See.
Wood? Oh, all right.
Next guess was China.
Right. But yeah, Rob's got one of the Arizona energies in his hand right now, and that's my shit.
It's delicious.
I drink so much of that.
Yes. Arizona is a good brand.
Yeah. I don't even drink any of the Arnold Palmer shit anymore. It's just the Arizona energy.
That's where it's at.
Doesn't Tori Amos have a song where she's standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona?
Maybe. sure.
Yeah.
Go with yes.
Probably.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
So outside of the increased risk for your casual user even in Arizona, also it's not a great place to grow. If you're into big, tall, outdoor growing plants,
that'd be a perfect place to
grow. No. Too dry. The soil sucks dick, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And just you have to be able to control the amount of light that your plants get as well. It's not just about how much light you can get to them. It's about controlling the light cycles. We were talking before, like in Tron.
Yeah, light cycles.
Yeah.
Don't cross paths.
So, and I couldn't find, there's certainly no strains that are, their name is synonymous with Arizona or they're named after the state or anything like that that we found for others.
They're not pot friendly.
Although I did find, it's not the first time that I found the term pop up in reference to marijuana. Have you ever heard pot called like Arizona?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is something that we experience in our region, but it's basically a definition for not swag weed, not completely shit weed, but maybe your good weed that ends up with some seeds in it or isn't trimmed right. It's subpar, but it's not total shit.
Swag.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's like, that's it's right. Like, it's in between.
Okay.
Right? On the chart, it's between swag and chronic. You have Arizona. I know. I don't think I would even use that term if I was in whatever region they might say that in.
That's downright lunacy, sons.
Yeah. So it's pretty much all indoor grow for Arizona.
Right. That makes sense.
Your hydros, your whatnots.
Hydroponic.
Whatnots. Let's talk about Arizona Bay.
Yeah.
What?
And fucking California finally falls off the edge of the country.
Ah. Well, get your act together, Arizona. What the fuck is going on over there?
Whoa.
Chill out.
Aaron's making demands.
Quit trying to kick people out of your state. Quit trying to persecute people for enjoying marijuana.
Right. Be cool.
Yeah. Come on, man. Be cool.
Come on, man. Be cool. You're harshing our buzz.
Arizona. Be cool.
Arizona's that dude at the party that's like, oh, I got some.
There's marijuana here. Yeah. I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, hey, this isn't cool. Drink a beer.
Be cool.
In all seriousness, you know, they've only been here since 1912. That's not that long in the big scope of things. I think we could still get them kicked out of the union.
Like, are they on notice? Are we putting them on notice?
It'd be awesome.
No, there'd be no war. It'd be like, 49-1. Get the fuck out.
Since the Colbert Report is over, can we officially put people on notice? Since that's no longer in the mix? Arizona, you're fucking on notice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for all the Twitter love. Remember, we are at the Weisman 420. Rob C. Mary always tells you to tweet us movies. No one tweets us movies.
Yeah, come on.
We've tweeted a lot of other dumb shit, which, hey, no, I appreciate the other dumb shit. Don't get me wrong.
Dumb shit appreciated.
If you got a suggestion for the stoner track or the smoke track, we didn't even know what the fuck we're calling the smoking song.
The smoke track.
Yeah, smoke track.
Smoke track.
It's smoke to music to, whatever you call that.
Smoke to
music to smoke to.
Like the Facebook page. All right, Twitter, you're doing good. Facebook, not so much. Like I said, I still think it's with Facebook. A lot of people don't want to see want to publicize that they're liking something. It goes back to what we talked about in the show.
Absolutely.
Don't want to come out of the cannabis closet.
Oh, your boss is going to see that you like the Weedsman.
Well, don't be friends with your boss on Facebook.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Stop friending the people you work with. It's okay.
Yeah, like when we started this, I went through and there's no one on my Facebook that is even associated with my job anymore.
Whereas most people, they get a new job and they're like, this is great. I have 30 more Facebook friends now.
Yeah.
Everybody friend me.
Thank you to Rob St. Mary.
Yes.
From the Projection Booth, Wednesdays here in Christopher Media, projection-booth.com. He does this for us every week.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Dude, thank you.
All right. Stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook. And thanks for all of the new followers on Twitter at the Weedsman 420.
Thanks for the support.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Android users, you can find this show on Stitcher Radio. And I think we've agreed that's the way to go for Android.
It's either Stitcher or the podcast app for the Apple devices. It's the only two I use.
You can now listen to a new episode of a Christopher Media show every day of the week. Sundays, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursday, you have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
The bonus nugget.
Yeah, it's a little extra. And it prepares you for the big show on Friday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you get the Toddzilla X-Pod. On Wednesdays, you have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. You also have the Projection Booth with soon-to-be-published author Rob St. Mary. Mike White also. He has books on Amazon. Go check them out. Last year, 2014, a lot of big things for the Projection Booth. They were recognized by the AV Club.
Yeah. Top-rated podcast.
IndieWire.com. Check them out on Wednesdays. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table finishing out the week.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.